C1G.
Number 14A.
Yes, so we want to consider further with some practical examples how we can distinguish between qualities that can be considered as days of creation qualities on one side, and on the other side between ideas that are standing for numerals of infinity. So your criterion for distinguishing it would be to consider those terms, if they really give you a sense of infinity, of isness, or if they give you a sense of time development, that it needs time and space for their realization. Let's take a few terms from mind that we know. If we have, for instance, the quality origin, would you say that origin is a days of creation quality or numerals of infinity? Well, an origin is certainly not an isness, because an origin says it must lead to an effect. And therefore, origin must be a quality of the days of creation, because isness is not origin. Isness is. Well, if you take creator, is that a days of creation quality or a numerals of infinity? Again, you can measure and say creator means that it is an origin or a cause that leads to somewhere or to something, and therefore is typically a days of creation quality. If you take enlightenment, mind enlightens, well, is that the days of creation? Certainly it is, because infinitude, infinity, does not need to be enlightened. Infinitude is infinite light and does not need to be enlightened. Is that clear? Or if you take from mind power, is that a days of creation? Or is that numerals of infinity? Power is power. It's the innate nature of mind, and therefore is a numerals of infinity. It has nothing to do with time and space. Or if you take law, that mind is law. Well, being always acts according to law, and therefore it is a numeral of infinity. A law is spontaneous, it does not need any time to act. Let's take some ideas from spirit. We have an idea of spirit as that spirit develops, that there, develops. Well, develops certainly gives you a sense of time, because development is something that happens step by step by step by step. So it is a days of creation quality. The birth of spirit, certainly you see that has to do with the time sense. A birth happens at a certain point and brings forth, and you have at once a sense of a sequence. It's therefore days of creation quality. Or we say that spirit separates. At once you know that this has to do with a days of creation quality, because in the isness of being we do not need to separate anything. There is no duality that needs to be separated. If we take from spirit reality, then you feel at once that must have to do with the numeral of infinity, because reality is but there's no beginning, no ending, it has no time sense in it, no space sense in it, it is just reality. Or if you take substance, you at once feel that substance must be a numerals of infinity, because substance is. You can't say that substance is a process of development or anything like that. Yes? We take a few ideas of soul. We say that soul is, that soul resurrects. You see at once that that must be a days of creation quality, because resurrection means that there is a point where you start out, and from there you resurrect yourself to another point. So a time and a space sense is implied. In being, there is no resurrection. Everything is at the point of isness. So there is no resurrection necessary. But from the point of view of the days of creation, we have that. If we take in soul, for instance, identity, that identity is, that's typically a numerals of infinity. Identity is not something that has a time sense in it, that has a successive sense in it, or anything like that. Let's take a few terms from principle. We say that principle, for instance, has proof. Well, proof, what is that? Does infinity need a proof? Doesn't need a proof. A proof is that if you prove something through a method to something. Whereas, so that is a days of creation quality. Demonstration, principle demonstrates itself. What is that? If you demonstrate itself, there must be a process that is followed so as to bring out the proof, the demonstration. Without the process, you can't do it. The moment you have process, you have time. The moment you have a days of creation quality. Whereas, in being, you wouldn't have such a demonstration. In being, everything is at the point of perfection. You don't have to demonstrate it and does not need to be demonstrated. It always demonstrates itself to something. If you have system, you at once detect that that must be a numerals of infinity, because system does not need a process, it is something that is there. If you have that principle is absolute, at once you have a sense this is a numerals of infinity, because absolute is absolute, it has no relationship to any other plane, to the relative or anything. It is a state of isness and of beingness. Or you take some ideas of life. For instance, if we take what we have in the days of creation, exaltation, soaring above, at once you feel that must be a days of creation quality, because in being you have no exaltation, because in being everything is what it is, and there you have no rising up to somewhere. Can you see? The moment you have that sense that you have to rise up to somewhere, or that you have to start somewhere and unfold it to a point of demonstration, you always have days of creation qualities. They always somehow indicate a time and a space concept. If we take inspiration, we certainly have a days of creation quality. Inspiration is only necessary if there is a state of no inspiration. Then we need inspiration so as to come out from a misty sense of things and depressed sense of things. But if we have another idea of life, like eternity, then you have a numeral of infinity. Or if we have immortality, again, a numeral of infinity. Let's take a few ideas of truth, just to make a few further exercises. We know, for instance, that truth is affirmative. Well, that means that it has not been affirmed, and that something needs to be affirmed. But in being, you don't have to affirm something. It is self-affirmed, or it is at the state of true form already, of self-realized form. And so affirmation doesn't need, affirmation must be a days of creation. Or we very often say truth is a remedy or an alterative or something like that. And you at once see that this must be a days of creation quality, because a remedy means that there is a state of sickness that needs to be remedied. Whereas if we take truth, for instance, as consciousness, then we certainly have a numeral of infinity, because consciousness has neither time nor space. It is. It doesn't start and lead somewhere. It isn't that which is below and tries to rise higher and higher. It is a state of being. Or if we take in love, we know, for instance, that love is expressed, say, through fulfillment, that love fulfills. This is typically a days of creation state, because in being everything is fulfilled, and therefore we cannot even say is fulfilled. We must say that therefore everything is at the point of perfection. So perfection is numerals of infinity. Love fulfilling everything is a days of creation process. It needs a process to come to the point of fulfillment, and that point of fulfillment is perfection, which then is a numeral of infinity. Yes, just these few exercises. You have all that in John Dolly's book on God and Science, on page 216 and following pages. It's all there. Perhaps you go back to that and begin to ask yourself how you can get hold of that big, big difference between the days of creation and the numerals of infinity. You can ask naturally, why should we know that difference? And the answer naturally is that if we stay only at the point where we constantly are considering qualities that belong to the days of creation, we will never get there. Because they are all always qualities that indicate a future or something higher and rising higher. Therefore, we will all our life just go on and on and on into the future and never be at the state of beingness. So that actually we should arrive at that point where we begin to see that we should actually only calculate in reality with ideas that are of the nature of numerals of infinity. Or we are more or less like the prophets who always prophesied what will come to happen, and then they never see it to happen. We have always a state, we are not there, and that's not a scientific state. If we want to reason within science, within being, we have to use all those qualities which are really at the point of isness as numerals of infinity. So according to that, you would actually use these ideas much more as numerals of infinity, and not so much anymore as days of creation. The days of creation is our introduction, our ordered introduction, our ordered approach to the point of accepting the numerals of infinity. So study well what Mrs. Eddy said on page 520, where she speaks about the numerals of infinity, which are called 7 days. They are actually not 7 days. Can you see? She's that way. They are called that way because they are not. Such a thing as days of creation do not exist in being. They only exist in the becoming, but not in being. And if we don't see the difference between them, we will always stay in the becoming and never accept really our status of being. So, in a way, we can say, well, if I contemplate really man as the idea of God, therefore at the point of isness, and not at the point of how I become man, or how do I have to work in order that I finally see what man means, that would be the days of creation. But if I start out and have done that study and see, I can see man at the point really of numerals of infinity, then I begin to think quite differently about man. So that if I ask then, what is man, I really would go through the seventh synonymous term and see that I take in the numerals of infinity and not so much the days of creation. So I would say, what is man? The man that God knows. And I would say, from the point of view of mind, I would say, well, what is man from the point of view of mind? I would say, all right, man is idea. Man is idea, an idea at the point of power. It's the idea at the point of power. Man is that which acts, which has infinite activity. Man is that which is law and law-abiding. Therefore, is an activity of law. What is man at the point of mind? He is the idea of intelligence. He is at the point of manifesting intelligence, power, action, law, all those wonderful numerals of infinity of mind. I can go on to spirit and say, what is man at the point of spirit when I consider him as numerals of infinity, not as becoming, but as being? Then I would say, man is that which is always at the point of spiritual reality, is always good, spiritual good. It's always at the point of infinite reflection of God. It's always the idea of order. He is acting according to order. He is developing according to order. He is unfolding according to order. He is evolving according to order, because order is actually the fact about unfoldment and development and evolution. So he's already at the point of being ordered and in order. Man, as the idea of spirit, therefore, I would see, is the substance of spirit, is substantial, he has full strength of spirit, he has the understanding of spirit. If I go on and see, what is man from the point of view of soul? Then I would see man is incorporeal, because soul is incorporeal, is at the point of having perfect identity, where he is absolutely untouched and uninfluenced by anything else, or at the point of principle. Man is always at an idea of government, idea of system, idea of spiritual power, idea of science. That is man. That is, that idea is an idea of science, an idea of system, an idea of government, an idea of absolute systematic scientific understanding. At the point of life, man is what? Man is eternal. His nature is eternal. He is always absolutely immortal, individual. He has always complete individuality. At the point of truth, I would see that man, as the idea of truth, has ideal form, that is the true consciousness, God's own consciousness, and I will begin something about the Son of God and the Christ man that is man. Or at the point of love, naturally you can go and see that man is always perfect. Is the idea of perfection. Whenever you have an idea of perfection, you can call that an idea man. It is the idea of glory, of universality, always acting in the plan of God, always in the design of God, is always embraced by the motherhood of God, and so is always complete. And in this way you establish the idea man in the light of the seven synonymous terms. I have not taken in the days of creation qualities. Therefore, not those qualities now I have taken in, which I also could take in if I would like to show how man develops eternally. Then I would take in the days of creation qualities too, and would see, therefore, man through the days of creation, qualities of mind and spirit and soul, and principle, life, truth, and love. Yes. And now, we come to the next subject. We come to the next subject, which reads, the sixth day of creation, from the standpoint of the diagonal of the matrix. Well, what does it mean? And so I have to go back to our matrix, as you have it here, and see the following thing. You see, we have been talking about the numerals of infinity. And I've seen that the numerals of infinity are at the point of isness. And therefore, the fifth day of creation, I can consider from those two standpoints, either as that day which is between the fourth and the sixth, then the fifth day of creation is the day of creation quality. But if I consider it from the point of view of isness and not at a point of creation, but at the point of isness, then the fifth day of creation is showing forth really the numerals of infinity, because then they are shown as the isness of life. So if I begin also to see the fifth day of creation not as that which is between the fourth and the sixth, but separate from it, just as a numeral, then we have the numerals of infinity established there, namely that the ideas of being are at the point of isness. Then, if I take that as a starting point, I begin to see, therefore, the sixth day in a different way than what we have been considering as a sixth day of creation. Namely, then, we will see the sixth day as the diagonal of the matrix. That what is pointed out here in yellow on the matrix here, and shows what? This is now interesting to see. See that Now, what is the diagonal of the matrix? A diagonal of the matrix is, so to say, the core of the matrix. Whenever one has a 4x4, or whenever one has a square matrix, and a square matrix is when those two different categories are of the same number, here the 4x4, if you have a square matrix like this, then the diagonal that goes right from the upper left weirdest word right down to the right bottom, signs as signs, that diagonal then here is really bringing out the pith of the matrix, because it's always stressing its own nature. It stresses the word in its own nature as the word. It stresses the Christ in its own nature as the Christ. It stresses Christianity in its own nature as Christianity, and it stresses science in its own nature as science. So that diagonal is, so to say, again a shorthand description of the whole matrix. It concentrates the whole matrix to its essential meaning. Now, what is the sixth day? We said the sixth day is God's consciousness of Himself. That can be viewed from the standpoint of the seven, and the days of creation have done that. It has considered it from the standpoint of the seven, has gone through the seven subtones. But God's consciousness of Himself is not only the seven, it's also the four, namely the four operations of God, as Word, Christ, Christianity, and science. So if the sixth day is the whole, it must, so to say, include not only the seven, for the first time we had the seven as subtones, not only the seven synonymous term, but it also must include the whole of the four. And here, the whole of the four would be Word as Word, Christ as Christ, Christianity as Christianity, science as science.